Welcome to the Bat a Bay podcast, where I force my spouse to banter with me, regardless the topic. I'm your host, Dominique, here with my husband, Micah, who is here totally of his own free will. Like, totally. Let's have a bit of a banter.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good. Hi, babes.
Hi, baby.
What's your name?
My name's Micah, and I'm totally here of my own free will.
I have been begging my husband to do a podcast with me, and I finally, you know, rode him down, if you know what I mean.
Whoa. That's a fun choice. But yeah, no, it's probably been, what, 4 weeks straight of you trying to pitch this to me?
Yep. I think it's good for our marriage.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, time will tell, won't it?
I told him that all we need to do is just record and talk, and we have really interesting conversations.
We do, yeah.
And I just wanted to, you know, kind of put it out there in the atmosphere, what we talk about. We talk about all kinds of stuff. And if you're looking for a podcast that has background noise from our little dog, our golden doodle named Sweetie.
And people that say weird stuff like wrote him down. Hey, this is the podcast for you, let me tell you.
We're talking about all kinds of topics, just random things that we just think about and see. You know, pop culture, movies, our opinions on any and everything. So today, do you want to tell the people what we're talking about?
What are we talking about, Dominique?
The fact that we hate podcasts.
Yeah, it's bad, actually.
So I have a question for you. When did you first start to notice the rise of the podcaster?
Well, I think it came in waves, right? Because it's like, oh, this is a neat thing that we could do. Maybe, what, 14-ish years ago? I feel like we knew that this was a thing before then, mm-hmm. but it became even more of a like a thing when Spotify hit. And then suddenly we're not listening to radio like we were, right? So that's kind of like the first kind of phase.
So we're hardcoring going in on Spotify.
Hardcoring. I was wondering you said.
Is that not a word?
This is how you know it's a real marriage podcast, because I'm sitting right next to her and I had no clue what she said. That is 50% of marriage right there.
We're hardcoring.
No, but for real. So that was the first wave, right? The second wave where, you know, you couldn't really ignore it. Well, the one that I noticed the most is when all of my friends started doing it. And it's okay. Like when the fifth friend started asking me to listen to their podcast, and I hadn't even listened to what the first friend put out.
Yeah.
I think that's when I realized that I'm not a podcast person, which is why I probably was so resistant to the idea of doing a podcast with you.
Yeah.
Because I will not ever ask a friend to listen to this.
Right.
There is no expectation for anyone to necessarily listen to what I have to say.
Right. I get that. I'm probably going to have my closest girlfriends tune in, but...
All right. So, your turn. Like, why a podcast? Why did you want to do a podcast?
Firstly, I had a podcast in 2020 called The Channel. It's still out there. I have no idea how to delete it, but if you want to hear my voice or hear a bit of me before I met you... because we met in 2020. Well, we officially started dating in 2021. So I had a podcast. It's called The Channel. I think I had like 6 episodes. And give me 1 second, audience. Sweetie, give me my shoe. This is our first episode, and it's just like chaos. Our dog is never this loud.
No, she is. She's a little
anarchist. We just never notice it.
We? No, I've always noticed.
So yeah, if you want to hear me before everything, then try and find that podcast. So I don't have a, I'll say this, at the time I started my podcast, I had no idea the mass podcast like wave. Like I didn't know anything about it. I just had something to say and I wanted to start a podcast to kind of get out my creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I started my podcast, I noticed that everyone around me started theirs.
And was that, because I mean, there is sort of like that level of once you start doing something, you start to notice everyone. Like when you start wearing glasses, you notice everyone that wears glasses.
It wasn't like that. It was not like that. It was genuinely, I was popular in this group of people. And so I think that once I started, they started doing it. Mm. Like they saw it was cool. And so they start not, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not like Beyonce or anything like that. I am Beyonce of my friend group, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to gas me up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that seriously, in all seriousness, that I started a podcast and 20 people within this community started one. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to do this anymore. Because one thing that I hate, and you'll learn as you get to know me through these episodes, I hate doing things, starting something, and then everyone copying what I'm starting or doing.
You're definitely one of those people that appreciate individuality, 100%. Both in yourself and in others. And when you feel like everyone's kind of going the same direction, it's like so powerful for you. It's almost like a level of just rebellion.
Yes.
Within yourself, where you're like, somebody has got to go against the grain on this.
Yes. So I went to YouTube. And then YouTube.
And now we're back.
Yeah, like YouTube. I still have a YouTube. I'm still passionate about my YouTube. It just
come on, plug it, baby.
Consumes so much of you. It's called Little Miss Popular. And as you can see, I have a habit of starting things. But my husband promised me that if we get a brand deal with this podcast, we can show our face.
So, yes, but only if we get the brand deal.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. So why don't you explain to the audience what I look like, especially if they don't just go searching for me.
Imagine the finest woman on the planet.
Wow.
And times it by 5.
Whoa. That's a good looking gal.
It's a good looking gal.
No, seriously, describe me.
Like in stature or in personality?
Describe me in my looks and then personality, and then I'll do you.
Well, I feel like I covered looks.
You didn't.
I did.
Imagine someone who's never met me before and they're listening to this podcast and they want to know who they're listening to.
Great jawline. Beautiful smile.
Yes, my teeth are perfect.
Dark brown eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say something about your butt, but I was a... think about that for a little bit. For the first episode, right. We'll wait until that's more like an episode 2 type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Let the people get to know. Let it
breathe. You got great earlobes.
Wow.
You know, great shoulders, great skin. Love massaging those shoulders.
Wow.
Love feeling the skin.
Wow.
Personality wise, I would say confidence is probably the first thing people pick up on you. I think as they get to know you, they get to see a little bit of that thoughtfulness that comes through. Mm-hmm. You're not a transactional friend. You like to get very deep with people that you're in relationship with. And you're very creative, almost in a kind of all over the place way, but I love it. You are very creative. Everything, I think you have this natural sense of adventure with everything that you step into. It's mm-hmm. not just something you're doing or even just something you're trying. It's something that you're like instinctively you're going to thrive or have a story when you jump into something. That's just the expectation with you.
Yeah, that's really sweet. And I think that's briefly, that is the essence of who I am. Okay, I'll do you.
Oh, hey now.
later.
Bingo.
But, like, I'll describe you right now.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
So, physically, you're about 5'9".
Whoa.
That was gracious of me.
So just No, I'm 5'9". Way to put me on blast. Like, first thing, what do I say? Ah, she's the finest woman on the planet. We're describing each other for listeners that are not going to see us. And the first thing she's like, he thinks he's 5'9", no, but really he's 5'2".
No, I said 5'9". I gave you 5'9".
You said generously.
Graciously.
Graciously.
Yes.
Makes it sound like you don't think that.
No, I'll say you're 5'9", for
sure.
Well,
my doctor did, so I hope you did.
Okay, so 5'9".
Okay.
Your hair is like a goldish brown. You have beautiful blue eyes.
Wow.
Facial hair.
This is like a very nice police description of me.
Well, at least you know if you go missing, I can describe
you. You can find me. That's true. Any distinguishable markings that you would like to also share?
No. You do have moles. But they're like...
No tattoos, no...
Well, yeah. You have tattoos. You have about 3, I think.
You think?
I think, yeah. 3. Do you have 3 tattoos?
Yeah, I've got 3. I should hope that you know that confidently,
though. You have
though.
A beautiful nose. Like a good... Like, it's not too big. It's not too small. Like, it's not like a white man straight nose. Do you know what I mean? It's like a good, healthy nose. I love a good nose.
Good schnoz. Okay.
And you have really good brows.
Well, thank
anyway,
you.
So you are a handsome man. If I could compare you to, are we flirting on this podcast?
I feel like I was heavily, and I feel like it's very slowly turning into a flirt on your end. It kind of started a little negative.
I feel like I just started flirting with you out of nowhere. No, if I could compare you to anyone, I would say you kind of look like a young Leo DiCaprio. Like,
early 20s. I don't know if I agree with that, but...
Because Leo's not aging well, because he keeps...
No, that's not it. I just don't think... I feel like he's got more of a rounder face, and he's got some different features.
Well, you have a nice chiseled chin, you know.
Oh, thank you.
You're a good-looking guy. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
I'm like, you're the most beautiful woman in the world. You're like, eh? Probably 8 out of 10. Maybe a 9.
No, you're just definitely a 12
depending
out
on
of
the
10.
Night.
No,
oh,
you're,
okay, thank
you're
you.
All that in the bag of chips. Okay, so personality-wise, you're extremely clever. You're very smart.
Clever and smart.
You are. Is
Let
that
me get
too
my
similar?
Bingo card out here.
No. I think they'll learn that throughout this podcast where I can destroy a word and you you go with it. But you're a very smart, intellectual person with a lot of... I said this to your sister the other day. I said that Micah has the ability to explain something to you without you feeling small. Does that make sense? Like, if you're incorrect about something, he has the ability to explain or expound on a subject without you feeling like you're dumb. Like, you know how you're talking to someone and you're like, dang, I feel really stupid because I thought this about something and it's actually not fact.
Mm.
And someone explains to you the fact of something and it makes you feel little because you're like, dang. I should have known or whatever. But Micah has the ability to explain something and you feel like, oh, he just informed me. He informed me on something and I feel better and I feel smarter and I feel like I can communicate this to the next person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's how I feel. Mm-hmm. I just feel like...
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. What else can I say about your personality? You're funny. That's why I fell in love with you. You made me laugh. So I'm excited for our audience to hear us and hear how funny you are.
What if I was just silent for the rest of the episode?
I mean,
hey,
I could carry.
Hey, no.
I can carry.
I know
can
you
carry
can
an
carry.
Episode. Okay, let's go back to our original thought. How do you feel about podcasting now. You're officially a podcaster.
I still think it's kind of lame. To be fair, though, I have a certain level of respect for people that actually, like, keep up with it.
Yeah.
Because I think most of my friends maybe get 10 podcasts.
Episodes.
Yeah, and maybe not just the episodes. I feel like some of them, maybe they do get a good number of episodes in, but they did it over, like, a 3-month stint. Mm-hmm. And just gave up. And I hate not completing stuff. It grinds on my
gears.
I was gonna say nerves, teeth. Yeah. I don't know what I was going for, but it grinds on me a little bit. I just don't like, yeah, when something started and it doesn't feel like it has a natural end to it.
Let me give you some facts on podcasting. So podcasting started in 2004. The term podcast was coined by a British broadcaster, Ben, in February 2004. And the word is a combination of iPod and broadcast. So during that time, he kind of came up with the concept of mixing radio programs with the iPod. So he rode the wave of, like, Apple. And was like, oh, we can just turn radio into, like, I think he was digitally trying to get radio into iPods. No, like, he wanted, because I feel like when I was growing up, when I was a teenager, I used to listen to radio shows in the morning all the time. Like NPR or The Breakfast Club or
94.9.
What's that?
KLTY.
I'm not from Texas, so...
That's not a Texas... Well, maybe it is. Maybe Bible Belt thing. But yeah, if you were, you know... There's going to be a certain number of people, let's just say, a certain subculture within this listening group, and they'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. Just so you know, now that we're dropping states, I'm from Detroit, Michigan. My husband is from Texas, and we currently live in Dallas, Texas. So...
Basically, I won.
What do you mean you won?
I'm kidding. You're an honorary Texan at this point.
I am. I've been here for 14 years now. So, yeah, I'm officially a Texan, but I will always rep.
Yeah, don't hate Detroit. It's all love.
No, I love Detroit. So, yeah, that's kind of where it started. It started in 2004, but I really genuinely feel like podcasting grew in 2020. Because we didn't have anything else to do but talk to each other and watch videos of each other. And I think that if I would have kept up with my podcast, the channel, I would have been famous by now.
I think that there are a few things, though. Because I don't think it's just necessarily that people and COVID prompted it. I think in pop culture, it became way more relevant. And I know you didn't really like this show, but Only Murderers in the Building. Uh-huh. That was like the whole premise of that show, is that they were all into the true crime podcast. And there was that incline of, like, people that were really into the true crime podcast and a real level of journalism that was brought. And, of course, when real journalism is brought to the table, it excites people, and people that aren't necessarily real journalists want to be real journalists.
Yeah.
This is sounding really shady. I'm not trying to. But then it's just like everyone, I think, tries to mimic that formula in their own, I don't know, field or circle. And so some good stuff's come out of it. It's definitely the freedom of information. So it's kind of a Wikipedia effect now.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get on Wikipedia and it's pretty solid. Sometimes it's even pretty funny. And other times you get on Wikipedia and you're like, what is it that I'm looking at right now?
Yeah, it's trash.
Yeah.
Well, do you listen to any podcasts?
No.
Really?
I don't think I listen to any podcast. I'm trying to think of any podcast that I listen to consistently. I'll take it back. I listen to one podcast. I've listened to it by myself on occasion.
Okay.
But I usually listen to it with you. And I'm not going to lie, I usually listen for the theme song, and that's Keke Palmer's podcast.
Yes. Baby, this is
Keke Palmer. Yeah. I love that podcast, man. I love Keke Palmer.
It's so good. She talks a mile a minute. However, she's very entertaining. She's an entertaining gal. So I listen to Baby, This is Keke Palmer. I listen to a podcast with, what is it called? It's called... talent, or what is it? I have to pull it up. I have to pull it up because you have to
give me
to
some
know.
Hints here, and I can try to throw you a bone.
You wouldn't know.
Oh well.
I used to listen to Office Ladies, but Office Ladies, okay. A good podcast has a good voice. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. You know what? I take it back because I know about Office Ladies. That was with
Pam
and Angela.
Angela.
The one that I really liked is with the guy that played Kevin, though. Because he did it basically his own podcast. And he just, I don't know. I think maybe there's just a bit more play in how he was doing it compared to theirs was maybe a bit more technical.
Yeah.
But it was really enjoyable to listen
well,
to.
Well, we have to talk about the phenomenon of TV shows that gained a lot of relevance in 2020 because, again, we had nothing to do but watch TV. And so all of these comedies and sitcoms started to gain more popularity. And so the actors from the sitcoms would create podcasts to talk about each episode. So that's kind of why I started watching or listening to Office Ladies because they were breaking down episodes. So I was listening to the Office Ladies, Baby, This Is Kiki Palmer, The Ben and Ashley I Show, Almost Famous, is another podcast I listen to, and that's based off just The Bachelor and Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise. They kind of review each episode. I listen to that every now and again. And then the last one that I listen to is Smartless by Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett. They have different actors come on to just talk about any and everything. They kind of do some research on their work and talk about different projects. And I love that because, you know, I love a good movie.
I love a good actor. Yes, I do. I know that you like them, although I will say when I'm watching them with you, you're usually sound asleep within like the first 15 minutes.
Well, if it's bedtime. But if I'm intentional about watching something, then I'm going to watch it.
I feel like every time we watch something together, it must be bedtime then.
I mean, you're a safe space, so
well,
what do you want to do when you're safe? You typically want to sleep or eat, and that's exactly what I do.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
There you go. So I'm going to wrap this episode up on podcast.
Okay. I want you to wrap it up by actually wrapping us out and go.
I cannot rap to save my life. Like, I would definitely be a industry plant. And I will have writers writing all of my raps. I'm not going
to
lie.
So if there are any ghost writers out there that yes. are willing to get in on that sweat equity ground floor.
Yes.
Let us know because little Nene is going to pop off here, you know, with the right marketing.
Yes.
Behind her.
Yes. Please reach out to us. I don't know how you're going to reach out to us. Because we don't have an Instagram for this yet. We don't have any type of communication with this. But I don't know. Find us. Find us on IG. Our personal IGs. Do you want to drop your personal IG?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll never. We'll maybe one day we'll know.
Yeah.
If we have a ghostwriter.
Maybe go to like a Reddit page. Start it anonymously. Maybe I'll respond. Who knows? Or vice versa.
Yep. Okay, well, Mike. Oops, I just dropped your name.
Oh, dang it.
Dang, I'm sorry. They're going to find you. They're going to find you.
Just so everyone's aware, my Instagram handle is definitely not just my first and last name. I wouldn't do that if I respected my privacy, so don't even bother looking.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for being my husband and joining
Thank
me.
You for being my friend.
Ooh,
I don't think we could end that any better, honestly.
No, joining me on this Babe podcast. And going back and forth with me, basically, what banter means. And I appreciate you so much. I appreciate you guys for listening to our very first episode about how much we hate podcasts. Please forgive us for being all over the place. This is Micah's first time hosting a podcast.
Yeah, so it's definitely my fault if anything went wrong.
Yeah, whatever. It's cool. We're just hanging out. We're talking about whatever we want to. So thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.